Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you back to SRP Park for the continuation of last night's extra inning affair. My name is Noah Adcock Howarth with you on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Green Jackets and River Dogs, bonus baseball right off the bat in the bottom of the 11th inning. We'll finish off last night's contest before we move on to the traditional nine-inning ball game that will take place about 30 minutes after we get done with this initial one. If you weren't with us yesterday, the Storms hit fast and furious, were there all morning, hovered around for most of regulation play, and then once we got to extras, there was no stopping the oncoming Storm. Green Jackets and River Dogs were scoreless through nine innings. Both starting pitchers, Adam Meyer and Drew Dowd, going toe-to-toe, 5 and 6 scoreless frames respectively. Green Jackets working out of a bases-loaded one-out situation in the top of the ninth. Charleston down, an RBI ground ball did not come to pass. Gonzalez was set down by the reliever, Raben Corona. Green Jackets put up nothing in the bottom half. The first run of the game was scored in the top of the 10th. River Dogs had a run come home on a single from Christopher Berrette, who was then cut down at the plate trying to double the lead. Green Jackets were able to tie it up off the closer, Will Stevens, in the bottom of the 10th. A two-out single from Alexander Martinez, just his fifth hit of the season. Make it 1-1, and then in the 11th off of Corona once more. A two-out, two-strike double off the fence from Noah Myers. Ended an 0-for-18 stretch for him. Myers brought a run home but did not score himself, so it's 2-1 going into the bottom of the 11th. The automatic base runner at second will be Joe Olsovsky. The Green Jackets have Sanchez, Kern, and Compton at the top of their order. And it appears that the man they will face on the bump is Samuel Mejia. Mejia worked the 11th inning of Thursday's ball game and got the save in that situation. Trying to replicate what he did. It was three straight ground balls to the left-hand side. Green Jackets moved a man over to third, but could not score against Mejia, whose numbers aren't great this year. But he'll look to replicate what he had. So once again, bottom of the 11th is where we are. Getting closer to starting, it will be just traditional baseball, straight into the field of play. There will be no anthem, no first pitches or anything of that nature. Just straight into it. And then once that game concludes, whether it's the 11th, the 12th, or the 21st, after that we play nine innings regardless. Riley Fry will be on the bump for the Green Jackets, making his fourth start of the year. The River Dogs will counter with Chandler Murphy. Those are the only two pitchers that have yet to throw this series. One other key piece to note is for this continuation of the ball game, the River Dogs will be managed by bench coach Ronnie Richardson. Manager Sean Smedley got tossed for arguing the play where Berrette was out at the plate to end the top of the 10th. He believed catcher Alexander Martinez was blocking the plate. It was also the second time Berrette had been sent by Smedley while coaching third and then was out on a play at the plate. Smedley was frustrated, wanted to get the call. Both Sean Smedley and Green Jacket manager Winston Sawyer are former catchers, so they're well aware of that blocking rule. It was a 50-50 ball, went in the way of the Green Jackets. Smedley very quickly got the hook from home plate umpire Derek Pacheco. So Ronnie Richardson, the birthday man, celebrating another trip around the sun. He has the managing job, at least for the continuation of this ball game. Once this first 11th inning finishes and we get on to the traditional nine innings, then Sean Smedley will make his way out of the locker room and be back managing and coaching third base in the nightcap. It's a getaway day for the River Dogs. They'll have to travel back to Charleston before a day off tomorrow and then a six-game series at home, where they host the Fredericksburg Nationals, who are red hot, just a half game back of the Carolina Mudcats at the top of the North Division. Charleston entering this ballgame 10-14, Augusta 12-13. Green Jackets 2.5 games back, trying to work their way up. Augusta will have Myrtle Beach, a six-game series out at the Pelicans ballpark, right on the water. Pelicans have been swinging the bat better. They've pitched a very up-and-down year. Could not throw a strike for the first couple weeks. Now they're finding the zone, but their arms are getting hit around a little bit. That being said, Myrtle has won 6 of their last 10 and 3 of the first 5 against the suddenly struggling Salem Red Sox. Mejia finishing up his warm-ups down the right field line. We are getting a bit of an untraditional broadcast for you, in a combination of an effort to be able to actually see the right field corner and just enjoy the Cinco de Mayo weather. We are outside the press box for the first time this year. Ronnie Richardson comes out, makes sure the umpires are set. Samuel Mejia wanted to take the field, but now he'll be held up briefly, 5 minutes away from the scheduled first pitch. But both of these ball clubs are just ready to go. Green Jackets were in the Star Wars jerseys last night for May the 4th. Two-thirds of those uniforms have already been auctioned off. So the Green Jackets will start the first game of the doubleheader in the military jerseys that are usually reserved for Wednesdays. And then they will wear the Pavos Salvajes de Augusta jerseys as part of the Copa de Diversión in the minor league baseball circuit. In the nightcap, it is the first of four Copa nights. And the Pavos make their 2024 debut in the final year where they'll be these orange and blue colorway. But Mejia has taken the field. Samuel Mejia, righty, 21 years of age, fastball, changeup, and slider. Mejia so far this year as a whole, 0-1 with a 10-13 ERA, but did have the save. That was on Thursday. 8 innings, 11 hits, 5 walks, and 8 Ks with 9 earned runs. So Joe Olsovsky will take his place at second as the automatic base runner. Sanchez, Kern, and Compton at the top of the order. Luis Sanchez yesterday was 2 of 4. We're right underneath the speaker out here. That's the one downside to being outside, so better vantage point, but more background noise. We'll try to avoid draining your speakers too quickly. So we'll start this ball game in the bottom of inning number 11 one more time. 2-1 River Dogs. All 3 runs have come in extra innings. Went scoreless through regulation. Sanchez, the third baseman, is 2 for 4, and he'll face the new arm, Samuel Mejia. Mejia got the save in the 11th on Thursday, trying to do the same thing here on Sunday for Saturday's ball game. Green Jackets have a righty throwing if this goes to the 12th. Yimar Diaz got the last out of the top of the 11th. Sanchez 2 for 4. Olsovsky the tying run at second. We're back to playing baseball. First pitch slider hit to shortstop. Olsovsky did not go. Double clutch. Sanchez 1 pitch, 1 out. That's exactly what Mejia induced on Thursday. 3 ground balls in a row. Sanchez and Compton and Kern all faced Mejia already and all went 0 for 1. Sanchez loves to be aggressive. A little bit too far there. Attacking a slider. He was out in front. 1 pitch, 1 out. Cade Kern was 0 for 4 so far in this game. New day, new chance. First pitch swinging, he fouls that one out of play down the right field side. Kern is expected to have an off day today in the lineup for game number 2, so this will be his likely only at bat of the afternoon. Mejia from the stretch with a man at second base. 0-1 inside, and it did catch a piece of Cade Kern. Got the jersey, and Kern's on for the first time in this ball game. So the tying run at second, the winning run at first in the bottom of the 11th. And here's the man who's played hero before. Drew Compton steps in. Green Jackets had a walk-off in 9 innings on Friday. They lost in 11 on Thursday. Both of these teams have had late-inning victories already. Compton on Friday's ball game, 3 for 4 with 4 RBIs, including a home run. First pitch to the switch hitter out in front of the changeup and fouled down the right field line. Trey Morgan swats at it to keep it close. No change to the defense for the River Dogs. Paguero, Barrette, and Myers across the outfield. Polanco and Morgan on the corners. Santana and Gonzalez up the middle with Brian Brecker catching. Raudelis Martinez will catch the nightcap. Compton was ahead of the changeup, 0-1. Defense playing for the double play. That would end the ball game. Mejia misses high and outside with a changeup. Ball and a strike. Compton in this ball game, 0 for 3 with a walk. Saw his 15-game hit streak come to a close on Thursday, but he's reached base safely in 21 games, including this one. 1-1 fastball misses outside. Compton's been much more successful from the left side than the right. This ball game was started by a southpaw for the River Dogs. Drew Dowd went 6 scoreless, scattering 4 hits and 3 walks. He induced 3 double plays. If Mejia can get the 4th of the day, it would end the game. Compton rips it into right field. That'll be down for a base hit. Olsovsky waved around. Runner looking to go first to third. Kern comes ahead of the throw, and he is safe. We are tied in the 11th. Drew Compton comes through.
It'll be a blown save for Mejia.
The fans who had no inclination to this ball game are immediately treated to a walk-off potential.
Olsovsky scores what goes as an unearned run against Mejia. Compton has another RBI. It's his 20th of the season. He leads the team. Top five in the Carolina League in that category, along with a host of others.
Kern went first to third. Compton started towards second on the throw, but stopped as he got a bit of a late break. So men at the corners. Infield comes in. Wilver Dung is 0 for 3 with a walk, facing Mejia for the first time. Sean Mejia kicks and deals. Slider finds the outside corner. Derek Pacheco calling that one right on the edge. Righty throwing looks like Heomar Diaz, who would come back out for the 12th. It'll be Riley Fry to start the actual 9-inning game. 0-1 to Verdung. Fastball right around the chin. Verdung at the last second able to duck out of danger. Gets his bell rung, and the count's even at 1-1. Compton does not run well at first. Kern has adequate speed. He hasn't ran as well this year as he did in his pro debut in 23, but still has speed to score from third base. 1-1, runner goes. Check swing, he did go. And Compton advances on defensive indifference.
There's a stolen base. The Red Jackets stay safe thanks to Vector Security.
It's a Vector Security stolen base if it goes that way, but really just DI. That run does not matter, and although a double play would have potentially been in the cards, the infield was in. 1-2 after Verdung couldn't hold back on the slider. Pitch from Mejia. Slider floated foul. Off-speed heavy diet for Mejia, who was not able to equalize his magic from Thursday, where he got three ground balls and kept the tying run at third base. Got the save in that 11th inning. Green Jackets looking for their second walk-off win in a row. Spaced out over about 18 hours. Winning run, Cade Kern at third. 1-2 to Verdung. Fastball, swing and a miss. High heat from Mejia, his first strikeout of the week. Verdung down swinging, and Diego Benitez will try to avoid sending us to the 12th. Winning run at third. Extra runner at second is Compton. Infield backs up and plays to the pole. Center fielder Barrette is shallow. Everybody else is deep. First pitch to Benitez is a slider low and inside. Benny's 0 for 4 today, 1 for 16, and 0 for his last 15 this week. Does have an RBI on his first swing of the series against Charleston. 1-0 to the DH. He chases a slider. Benitez will continue to see breaking balls until proven otherwise. Mejia tosses that ball out at the request of Derek Pacheco. It's the new one in the neon yellow mitt. Diaz warming up rapidly. If we go to the 12th, Brecker will be the automatic runner. Barrette will be the batter. Benitez to win the opener. Pop foul right over our heads. Ball and two strikes. Benny got a fastball. Center cut. Was right on it, but spurred it back. Mejia gives a look into the dugout at bench coach Ronnie Richardson and pitching coach Levy Romero. Running through the signs on where they'll attack Benitez. And Diego calls time. Uses his only timeout. Count 1-2 on Benitez. Diaz would have the 12th. Green Jackets have tied it at 2, and now time is called. Brian Brecker out to check with Mejia. The 11-inning contest on Thursday was the longest of the season for either team. Now Adrian Santana, the shortstop, in to check and make sure, first, there's no miscommunication, but also that everybody understands where the infield needs to be. Kern was hit by a pitch to work himself on. The automatic runner was Olsovsky and Drew Compton. A line drive into right field scored Olsovsky and put Kern at third base. Compton has since moved up on what is being called a stolen base. And it's Compton's second of the season. Compton's 2 for 3. Counts 1-2 on Benitez. Mejia to send us to the 12th. Fastball misses high. Eye level, and Brecker pops out of the crouch to keep it in front. Kern a relatively short secondary, but would obviously be looking to score if the ball gets away at all from Brian Brecker. Target outside.
Mejia from the stretch. Slider ball three. Benitez a good take. Benitez, four walks, 38 strikeouts this season. The chases have been the concern, but he's run the count full. A walk would load the bases for Robert Gonzalez. Mejia, gold glove at the belt. And it's an automatic pitch timer violation. Mejia burned through his shot clock, and Benitez draws ball four. Brian Brecker was begging Mejia to fire the ball. Benitez draws his fifth walk, and Robert Gonzalez, who had a walk-off walk on Friday to win the ball game, will step in with another chance. Exact same situation, bases loaded in a tie game. Now it's the 11th instead of the 9th. Green Jackets tied it at 2 already as we continue from last night's rain suspension. First pitch to Gonzalez, softly chopped foul, picked up by Morgan. Gonzalez never ran. It may have caught a piece of him. The mascot, Augie, on top of the Green Jacket dugout, trying to fire up the crowd that's still filing into SRP Park. Getting treated to extra inning baseball before their game actually begins. 0-1 to Gonzalez, who's 1-for-4. Ripped into right field. Charging on, a sliding catch is made from Myers. Ball hung up just a little too long. And Gonzalez is retired. Winning run left at third. Looks like Diaz coming on. We head to the 12th for the first time this year as we continue last night's affair.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Kiamar Diaz was already the pitcher of record. He got the last out of the top of the 11th, striking out Brian Brecker for his fourth time in five ABs. Now Diaz will get a clean inning in the sense that he starts from scratch, but he does have the automatic runner at second. That will be Brecker. He'll face Barrette, Polanco, and Santana. Two lefties and a switch hitter against the righty, Kiamar Diaz, who's been the closer more often than not this season. His only loss this year came in the 11-inning affair on Thursday. Barrette shows bunt and pulls back. Winston Sawyer has not allowed a hitter to bunt yet this year for the Green Jackets. The River Dogs have played small ball at every opportunity. Barrette 3-for-4. Shows bunt again. Drops it down right in front of the plate. Martinez fires to third. The throw is late. And everybody is safe. Sanchez just looking confusedly in towards the catcher. Martinez had a free out at first, did not take it. And it's a bunt single for Barrette. Brecker up to third.
Third baseman, number six.
That could prove to be costly. The young catcher, Alexander Martinez, ball was taking him towards third. And although the throw beat the runner, it was, of course, not a forced situation. Barrette's been on base in each of his last four chances. Does have a steal today. He's 4-for-4 this week and 6-for-7 on the year. Here's the leadoff man, Narciso Polanco. Runner goes on the first pitch. Martinez double clutches, then throws back to third, and the runner is safe. Stolen base for Barrette. River Dogs coming out swinging, looking for a multi-run inning in the top half. Men at second and third and nobody out to start the 12th. Top of the order as well. Polanco's 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts. New day, new chance for the lefty. Infield in. Pitch misses high and outside. Two balls, no strikes on Polanco. First base is open. Polanco stands open from the left-hand side. Fastball, just up and out. Flirted with the corner, but did not get the call. Three straight misses for Diaz, who's trying to find his command. That's been the one question mark for him this year. Fastball just inside now. Four straight misses, and the bases are loaded with nobody out in the 12th. Diaz was hoping he wouldn't have to go. Green Jackets had one out in the winning run at third base, but a strikeout, a walk, and a hard hit line drive right at the right fielder Myers erased their chance for a walk-off in the 11th. Nobody out after the sack bunt that was laid down. Martinez tried to get the out and went to third unsuccessfully. Slider misses in. Five straight misses for Heomar Diaz. Diaz, 11 walks in 7 2/3 innings this season. Infield in everywhere. Adrian Santana's 2 for 5. Swinging away on a fastball and fouls it back. Number 31 overall pick in 2023 out of Doral Academy near Miami. Brecker at third, Barrette at second, Polanco at first. Bases loaded, nobody down in the 12th. Fastball high, ball two. Diaz can't find it here. Such an odd situation for a reliever to come into. Mejia found out quickly he would have this ball game, so he was able to prepare all night, having not thrown since Thursday, knowing that he was coming back regardless. 2-1 to Diaz. Flared out into left field. That'll drift Boucher back. Should be deep enough to score the run. Runner coming home. Throw comes into third. Sanchez makes the catch. Brecker speeds home, and the River Dogs are back in front. The throw did keep Barrette at second base. It's a sack fly for Santana. His sixth RBI of the year, second of this series. Here's Trey Morgan with two on and one out. Morgan's 0 for 5. He's on an eight-game hit streak that's being threatened with completion here. Morgan's put together a lot of good at-bats this week. All told, he's 7 for 18. Always a little choked up from the left-hand side. Changeup misses in, called a strike. Morgan, after swinging at every first pitch he saw two nights ago, in this ball game that started yesterday, he's taken every one and ducked out of the box on all six. 0-1 changeup popped up into shallow left field. Olsovsky out, Boucher in. Olsovsky makes the call. It's the second time in this contest they've nearly run into each other. But both times Boucher has made the catch cleanly. And both times have been off the bat of Trey Morgan. How's that for a coincidence? Raudelis Martinez is the DH in this game. He'll catch the nightcap. 0 for 4 with a walk. Diaz allowed the inherited runner to score. That's an unearned run charge to him. Everything else comes of his own volition. Martinez takes a pitch just high. Ball one. Raudelis hitting 215 with a homer and 5 RBIs this year. Has appeared in 4 of 5 contests, just one game off. He's bounced back and forth between the catcher and the DH position. Change up outside, ball two. Green Jackets will have Gonzalez running and Boucher, Martinez, Olsovsky at the bottom of the order against Mejia. 2-0, fastball cranked up the middle, base hit. Barrette around third. He'll score. The throw from Gonzalez comes into third. Now they'll go back to second base. Runners caught in between. They've got a run down. The tag is applied by Compton before the runner scores. So Barrette comes home. Polanco does not. It's one run, but there are two runs in the inning. A big piece of insurance off the bat of Raudelis Martinez gives a multi-run lead. It's the first earned run of the year charged to Heomar Diaz. Mejia back out looking for the win in a multi-run lead for the first time this year.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets now chasing two in the 12th, completing last night's rain suspended ball game. All six runs between the two sides have come in the extra innings. 0-0 through 9, one each in the 10th and the 11th, made it 2-2 entering the 12th. Charleston just put up a two spot. The key insurance run, a two out single from Raudales Martinez, who was then caught between first and second base. Gonzalez running at second. He nearly walked off the ballgame, a hard hit line drive that hung up just long enough for Noah Myers to make a sliding catch in right. Sean Mejia back to work, and the first slider he throws finds the outside corner. Mejia facing P.O. Boucher, who's 0 for 4 in this game and 0 for 13 on the week. Boucher hitting 212 this year, had a great series against the Fireflies, have not brought it home with him. Serves the fastball back into the net, 0-2 on the Green Jacket left fielder. Boucher, two ground outs and two strikeouts in the contest that began at 6 o'clock last night. Going on hour number 20 of this ball game, and Charleston is trying to win it in 12. Longest game of the year for either team. 0-2 to Boucher, who's a tying run. Swing and a miss. He's down on three straight pitches and looked purely overmatched by Mejia. You can tell Boucher's just thinking a lot at the plate right now. He seems to be in his head, and he strikes out for out number one. That swing from Raudales Martinez in the 12th was a backbreaker. Rather than keeping the line at one and having the tying run already on scoring position, now you need to start offense from ground zero. One on, one out from Alexander Martinez, who's 1 for 3. Martinez takes a slider in the dirt. Brecker, a nice backhanded stop. Alexander had a two-out single in the 10th to tie the game when the River Dogs thought they might have the extra inning win. We'll look to replicate some magic here. That came against Will Stevens. Now facing the righty, Samuel Mejia. Fastball tipped off the glove of Brecker, 1-1. It will be Chandler Murphy for the River Dogs and Riley Fry for the Green Jackets. First pitch for the nightcap will go about 35 minutes after the conclusion of this ballgame. Time is called. And Mejia is going to get a warning. There's always one warning issued, especially for these young pitchers. If you go with your fingers up to the mouth, lick your fingers, and don't wipe it off properly, according to the umpires, just has to be wiped away on the pocket before you toe the rubber. Allegedly, he did not do so, at least not to the degree that umpire Derek Pacheco wanted to see. So he gets a warning, but no call comes from it. Next time, it's a balk. 1-1 on Martinez. Mejia, three looks at second. Fastball up and in. Mejia had an ERA near 11 entering this week. Got the save on Thursday in extras. Now he's looking for the win. Will get tagged with a blown save from the 11th, although it was an unearned run. 2-1 breaking ball called a strike right on the outside corner. Martinez a bit unsure. Two balls and two strikes on the Green Jacket catcher. Been on base twice for just the second time in his career. Robert Gonzalez off of second, being lightly held on by his opposite number, Ricardo Gonzalez. Mejia to the belt. 2-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Ball was not caught clean. The throw has to be made. Brecker fires to Morgan. Two strikeouts in two batters for Sean Mejia.
Shortstop, number 67, Joe Olsovsky.
The final hope is Joe Olsovsky. 2-for-4, two singles, two strikeouts on the day. Went down looking to end the 10th. Martinez got fooled on the curveball. Samuel Mejia has brought his A game back out for the 12th after being hit around a little bit in the 11th. First pitch to Olsovsky, a curveball popping out of the hand. Looked like Mejia fell off to the glove side it's had. Green Jackets had the winning run at third with one out. All week it's been the River Dogs. And he has to throw that ball away. But all week, the River Dogs have been leaving men on base left, right, and center. Now it's been the Green Jackets in key situations who haven't been able to bring the man home. Olsovsky takes a called strike. Believe that the count is yes. The count is 2-1. It was an automatic ball because Mejia did not wipe off his fingers after going to the mouth once again. Second warning, automatic ball. 2-1 to Olsovsky. Fastball misses just high. Green Jackets wearing the camo military Wednesday jerseys now. They'll switch into the Pavo Salvajes jerseys as part of the Copa night. That'll be in between games, and they'll come out in the orange and blue uniforms for the first time this year. 3-1 to Olsovsky. Breaking ball flown out to left field. This should do it. Paguero has room, makes the catch, and the River Dogs win over two nights, 20 hours, and 12 innings.
Game 4-2, final score always brought to you by the Augusta Press.
Green Jackets go down in order. Mejia gets the win. Samuel Mejia on the season moves up to 1-1 on the campaign. The loss goes to Diaz. He's 0-2, both of which have come in extra inning ball games. Ronnie Richardson gets the win as the manager. And now Sean Smedley's eligible to rejoin us.
Great time to grab something to eat.
I'll talk through the timing. It'll be first pitch right around 2:30. Charleston moves up to 11-14. Augusta is 12-14. Final lines, 4 runs, 9 hits, an error for the River Dogs. They leave on 12, including 5 in extra innings. The Green Jackets, 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. The Green Jackets leave on 8. Riley Fry against Chandler Murphy coming at you at 2:30. But we will step away for now on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. A brief win to start the day for the River Dogs, and we move on to the nightcap. Traditional 9 innings between Fry and Murphy on the getaway day here at SRP Park when we come back in a half hour. For the first time in 2024, named after the wild turkeys that frequent South Carolina and Georgia that came up from Mexico and Central America, we'll dive into the history of the program and the Pavos all as one over the course of the ball game. But what we need to know here is that this has been a great series of close baseball between two very young teams full of talent that are keeping themselves loose. And you can just see the excitement to be out here on every single opportunity. Charleston at 11-14, Augusta at 12-14. The River Dogs have taken 3 of 5 to start the series, including the game that ended just about 45 minutes ago. Green Jackets in those orange alternate Copa nights. River Dogs in the Navy Road jerseys. And as Augusta takes the field, the Green Jackets looking to split this series. It will be the third series out of the last 4 in which they've gone half and half in terms of victories and defeats. Trying to end the home stretch on a high note before we head out to Myrtle Beach. And we send it down field side for North Harlem's Elementary School Choir to sing the national anthem here at SRP Park. And we welcome you in on the Green Jackets Baseball Network, MILB TV, Bally Live, and Green Jacket Radio. We appreciate you being with us on a Sunday getaway, spending your Cinco de Mayo at the ballpark or on the airwaves. Riley Fry taking the ball for the Green Jackets, 2-0 with a 2-2 ERA. The only lefty starter on the roster will face a lineup full of same-sided hitters. And Charleston will try to win the series, their first on the road trip after going 2-4 in six games against Kannapolis. They've won 3 of 5 to start here in Augusta. For the River Dogs, lineup very similar to what we've seen for most of this week, but two big additions after not playing yesterday, Angel Mateo and Wu Shin, add some power in the center of that River Dog lineup. Polanco, Santana, Morgan at the top, 1-2-3 for the second game in a row. Mateo cleanup in center, Wu Shin at first, which pushes Trey Morgan to left field for the first time this week. Raudelis Martinez was the DH earlier, now he'll be the catcher. Odalis Paguero in right. Ricardo Gonzalez at short, and Carlos Colmenares makes his fourth start of the week at third base. Fry, a 19th round pick out of Wisconsin Milwaukee this past season. 2-2 ERA this year, 21 strikeouts, just 3 walks. Coming off an outing in Columbia where he went 5 1/3, 3 earned runs, 8 strikeouts. Got hit around a little bit in the 6th, but he absolutely cruised through the first 5 innings he worked. Righty's hitting 244 against the three-quarter slot of Fry. Lefty's just 100. He will see some switch hitters, but in this lineup, there are 4 lefties, 2 righties, and 3 switch hitters. So a very balanced lineup. Sean Smedley checks back in. We apologize. We are out on the concourse today for the afternoon broadcast, but that does mean that the speakers overhead will be blaring through, and we'll try to avoid that whenever possible. Narciso Polanco steps in, and at 2:35, Fry ready to get the conclusion of the series started. First pitch sinker to the outside corner. Finds the strike zone. Gustavo Garza calling balls and strikes. Derek Pacheco has the field. Polanco takes the 0-1 outside to even the count. Absolutely gorgeous day at the ballpark, and the fans continue to file across the 360-degree concourse. Pitch misses outside, ball 2. Drink specials, Copa night, giveaways galore. There's a lot of good reasons to be at the ballpark this afternoon. 2-1 from Fry. Everything has been glove side against the lefty, and the count's 3-1. A triad of consecutive misses after starting the ball game with a strike. Fry doesn't walk many, but still settling into his command here. 3-1. Popped foul by Polanco, who's 4-for-17 this week. In the suspended ball game that started yesterday and finished an hour ago, Polanco 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts and a walk. Cut short a 7-game hit streak for the lefty. Fouled off the glove of Martinez. Barely catching a splinter of the bat of Polanco, but he stays alive. Fry stands closed from the middle of the rubber, steps across his body to throw, so it's a very difficult angle to pick up for left-handed hitters. 3-2, fouled back. Polanco spins through. Fry has some Chris Sale in that delivery. It's very much a popular trend to make that comparison when you see a low slot lefty who steps across the delivery, and even more so now that Sale's a Brave. 8th pitch of the at-bat to Polanco. Slider called, strike 3 on the inside corner. Everything had been outside, and then Polanco freezes on the front door slider. Fry uses the new school sweeper pitch. A lot of vertical and horizontal movement alike. Adrian Santana steps in. He's the DH today. Was the shortstop last night. Santana 4-for-18 with 2 walks. He'll check from the right side for the first time. Flared down the right field line. Foul. There's the first hits off the tarp right down the line beyond the bullpen of the River Dogs. Bullpen for both teams are in the field of play. Green Jackets the home side on the third base dugout. 0-1 to Santana. Swatted into center field. Robert Gonzalez, a late drive in, and he makes the catch for out number 2. Defense for the Pavos. Boucher, Gonzalez, and Grady across the outfield. Olsovsky at third. Benitez back at short for the first time since Wednesday. Sanchez at second. Verdung over at first as Compton's the DH. And Martinez catches his second game in a row after Jacob Godman caught the first 4 ball games of the week. Fry looking to go 1-2-3. He'll contend with Trey Morgan. Morgan takes a slider just inside for ball one. Trey snapped an 8-game hit streak by going 0-for-5 with a walk in his previous game. Tips that one off the mitt of Martinez to even the count. A lot of sweepers are going to come against Morgan, who's been sitting dead red on fastballs all week long. Morgan hitting 288. Slider called strike two. That sweeper just bends its way from the back hip towards the inner third, and with the lefty and that delivery, it looks like it's coming from first base. 1-2, a late decision to swing. Morgan gets tied up in knots. Two strikeouts for Riley Frey. Boy, is he off to a great start to the season. Frey posts a zero, and we head to the bottom of the first. It'll be Chandler Murphy taking the bump for the River Dogs.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Pavos coming to bat for the first time. Grady Sanchez Compton at the top of the order. Verdung, Gonzalez, Benitez, the middle three. Boucher, Martinez, Olsavsky round out the order. Same 7-8-9 against the righty Chandler Murphy. Last year's 12th round pick out of Missouri. And you gotta love South Carolina weather. Boy, it is loud as can be out here on the concourse. First pitch to Jace Grady, who had the day off yesterday. Fastball finds the inside corner. Murphy a four seam, a two seam. Cutter, curveball, and changeup. Full five-pitch mix for the righty. Slider at the bottom of the zone. Strike two. But it went from beautiful sun and a light breeze to rain coming down steadily in the span of about 90 seconds. Chops softly back to the mound. Murphy takes quick control of Jace Grady, who set down on three pitches with a routine 1-3.
Second baseman at number two.
Fans went careening in towards the concourse. Defense for the River Dogs. Morgan Mateo Paguero in the outfield. Coleman Ares and Shin are on the corners. Gonzalez and Polanco up the middle with Raudales Martinez catching. So both Martinezes in this ballgame are the respective backstops. Luis Sanchez likes to be aggressive. First pitch swinging as he so often is and fouls that one back off the body of Raudales Martinez. Rain has already all but stopped. Just a brief little passing shower. And now the fans will begin to return to their seats. Sanchez 7-for-16 this week, having a great series after leaving last Sunday's ball game early with a groin tightness. Did not play Tuesday, fifth consecutive ball game for the second baseman. Sanchez hitting 275 on the year. Fastball tipped into the mitt, strike three. Six pitches, two outs, no immaculate because the ball was put in play by Grady. But Murphy dealing early.
Designated hitter, number
three of the last four starters for the River Dogs have been able to produce a quality start. Six or more innings, three or fewer earned runs. Murphy looking to retire the side in order. First pitch curveball called a strike. Chandler Murphy making his fourth start and fifth overall appearance for the River Dogs. Breaking ball misses inside, back-to-back curveballs. We've now seen everything but the changeup. From the windup, off the outside corner, called a strike to Drew Compton. Count 1-2. Chandler Murphy likes to work quickly. That much is already obvious. Righty quickly spins and deals. Three-quarter swing. Got him with the cutter on the inside corner. That cutter is going to be the put-away pitch today so far, if this is any inclination. Two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 frame for both pitchers. Arms working quickly on the getaway day. Fry and Murphy, 0-0.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I gonna watch? What food am I gonna order? Who am I gonna unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Well, there were dancers on the field to celebrate the Cinco de Mayo celebration. Instead, they get waved off as they never got the music queued up. It's been that kind of day as the rain powers through and makes its way out. Riley Fry went 1-2-3, two strikeouts of Polanco and Morgan in the first. He'll see Mateo, Shin, and Martinez, two righties and then a lefties, to begin inning number two. Angel Mateo, a day off yesterday. First pitch, check swing, hit off the body of Martinez, and he's a little shaken up. Martinez, one of three catchers on this roster. Both of these teams carry three, but really only use two. Martinez has alternated with Brian Brecker. Jacob Godman caught the first four games of this series and then seeded the weekend on down to Alexander Martinez. 0-1 to Angel Mateo. Fry spins and deals, and it's driven deep into the left field corner. Mateo watches it fly up towards the wall, and that ball dies off the base of the fence. Mateo scoots into second, had to go from staring to sprinting very quickly as that ball did not get quite as far as he thought it would.
By the River Dogs, first baseman, number 33,
breeze is blowing out to right field. The rain is now back. So glad we picked today to do an outside broadcast. But a leadoff double is the first extra base hit given up by Riley Fry in his last two starts. Wu Shin's 2-for-8 with three walks. It's Shin's fourth game played. Hitting 203 on the campaign. First pitch fastball misses just outside. Sinker running away from the righty. Fry's had more success against lefties than he has against righties, understandably so. But still a sub 250 average from opposite-handed hitters. 1-0 finds the center of the zone. Fry 3 years with the Panthers at the University of Milwaukee. All Horizon League, all conference. In each of those 3 seasons, just a dependable starter, got outs, limited hard contact. Earned himself a pro contract as a result. Late call of a strike, but the correct decision from Gustavo Garza makes the count 1-2. As we continue to get ourselves live on the Cinco de Mayo. Green Jackets in the Pavo Salvajes alternate uniforms as part of MILB's Copa de Diversión initiative. 1-2, short lead at second. And nubbed foul, Shin stays alive. The COPA initiative was started by Minor League Baseball about 5 years back, trying to tap in into the respective markets and just honor the Latin American heritage across communities all over Minor League Baseball. Was a small adoption that has quickly grown to nearly every organization. 1-2, swung well and driven down the right field line. Very foul, but very well hit. Speakers are turned up to 11 today. 1-2 on Wu Shin. First-year player out of Miami-Dade College, JUCO in Florida. Fry from the stretch for the first time. Up the middle. Sanchez was shifted that way. Looks at the runner who's going over to third. Mateo makes it without a throw. Wisely going over to first base. Sanchez gets the out. Shin set down. First run of the game, 90 feet away from coming home. Wind whipping up and blowing directly out to right field. That'll benefit the lefties, and here is one in Raudales Martinez. Martinez 5 for 16 with a pair of strikeouts this week. Broken bat on the ground softly to second. Sanchez can't make the play. Benitez rolls over there to back him up. Martinez got a late break, and the bat's just sticking out of the ground. The run comes home on an RBI ground out that just barely got past the glove of both the pitcher Fry and the second baseman Sanchez. Good hustle by Benitez to take care of that. But Mateo, with help from the leadoff double, comes around and scores the first run of the day for the River Dogs. Martinez was left holding nothing but the nub. First pitch bunt attempt did not go around on the appeal over to first base. Derek Pacheco didn't get a great look as Odalis Paguero went running through the batter's zone. Count 1-0 to Paguero. Fastball just outside. Sinker-heavy diet for Fry with a handful of sweepers mixed in against left-handed hitters. 2-0 to Paguero. Finds the inside corner. Right there at the knees. Don't have the velocity right now. But as soon as the hardest working video coordinator in the league gets us set with the TrackMan, then we will let you know where Fry's sitting. He's generally 88 to 91. Sinker just below the knees, ball three. Paguero looking to work the first walk against Fry. Quickly from the windup, outside ball four. Two pitchers that work with speed. Fry maybe rushed those last couple deliveries. It's the first walk for Fry in his last 2 weeks. Just the fourth walk outright this season. Had one game where he walked two against the Carolina Mudcats in his last home start. Clouds continue to push overhead. Fry picks over. Bit of a stutter from Paguero on his dive, but he's back safely. The batter is Ricardo Gonzalez. Switch hitting shortstop. Swinging at 162 on the season. A homer and nine RBIs. Runner goes. Pitch misses inside. Martinez a strong throw a little bit away from the bag, and Sanchez can't get the tag on. River Dogs are now 13 for 14 stealing bases this week and 3 for 4 off of Alexander Martinez, who has the better of the two arms between himself and Godman, but has still struggled to control the run game. Fastball at the top of the zone, 1-1. River Dogs second in minor league baseball in total steals behind only the Jupiter Hammerheads. They're far and away the first place team in the Carolina League. Paguero dances off of second. 1-1 tipped back, came in on the hand. Strike two. Ronnie Richardson, the bench coach, the first base coach, who's celebrating his birthday today. Very proud. He handles the base running duties and works with his runners quickly and efficiently. And you ask him, he'll tell you just how much he's proud of this ball club running. Takes a lot of credit for the amount of work they've put in. Fouled away, still 1-2 on Gonzalez. River Dogs went 10 for 10 in their first two games against Jacob Godman. Seven bags they stole on Wednesday were the second most they've had in a game this year. 1-2 again from Fry, misses low and inside with the sweeper. Fry forced to work a little bit more after a very quick first inning, saw him go under 15 pitches. Two balls and two strikes on Ricardo Gonzalez as the rain continues to fall in large droplets. In on the hands, over the second base bag and into center field. Gonzalez comes up throwing and then he just lofts it into second as Paguero got a great jump. It's an RBI single for Gonzalez and a two-run inning. Rain falling hard and fast. Now the fans head back underneath the shelter. We've had two rain delays already this year, or this week even. Carlos Colmenares steps in. There was nothing on the forecast until about 10 minutes ago. Slider misses high and inside. Fry trying to run the front door sweeper. Rain expected to be in and out of the system for most of the next half hour to 45 minutes. We'll see how long they let play continue. 1-0 fastball sent back. The tarp has gotten on quickly on both days in which it's been a problem. Got on Tuesday when the game was called early. Was on for most of yesterday morning and then came on when the game got stopped and it was suspended in the 11th last night. But the grass has taken a beating. The slider all the way to the backstop. Fry's having trouble with the grip on the wet baseball. Now it's coming down in sheets. Wild pitch moves Gonzalez up. Fry tosses that baseball in. The umpires are coming out, and they are going to bring the tarp onto the field. We are going to hit our second rain delay in as many nights and third of the week. River Dogs bringing the rain with them. And the getaway day gets even longer. Turnabout's fair play. Charleston, one of two or three teams in this organization that generally starts their Sunday games when we're on the road there at 5 or 6 o'clock. So the Green Jackets get back to their homes usually around midnight or 1 a.m. This was supposed to be a 1:35 start. We had to go into a delay. We had to finish yesterday's ball game. And now we'll step away on the Green Jackets Baseball Network as we're in a rain delay, but we promise to keep you updated. We assume this ball game will resume sooner rather than later, but it all depends on how quickly that tarp gets on because puddles are rapidly forming in the infield.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.shop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
We're going to welcome you back in. For those of you still with us on GJ Radio, we obviously have the weather delay graphic up on the TV stream. And so whether you're hearing us there or on the audio, try to keep you company at least for now. It's the third rain delay of the week. It's the second in as many nights. And what's going to make this very interesting is the longer this lasts, the less likely you are to be able to run your starting pitchers back out. Riley Frye threw an inning and two-thirds, gave up a couple hits and two runs so far in the second. It's a 2-0 River Dogs lead on Copa night. Two outs and a man at second base. Frye losing his command down the stretch. Understandably, as the rain went from a nice little Carolina shower to absolutely dousing the entire field. And now the wind has shifted, and it's starting to blow further towards us. So we're going to get out of the rain really quick here.
Great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates.
Sometimes you got to get along. Pretend I don't live in it.
Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Should be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair.
For those of you still with us, the ball game has been canceled. The game is canceled after a rain delay of just shy of 45 minutes, and we are done. This game will not be made up. This is the only time that Charleston sees Augusta in the first half. And so with that in mind, there will be no stats recorded from this game. The numbers don't matter. The outing does not matter. The result of the first game holds, so Charleston takes the series 3-2 in five games. Green Jackets do not get the opportunity to equalize, and they lose their second straight homestand outright. We will be in action on Tuesday in Myrtle Beach, 7 o'clock start time. We'll be live at 6:50 on the Green Jacket Radio. But it went from gorgeous to gruesome in the span of seemingly seconds. And with that, we bid you good night. For those of you still with us, I'm Noah Adcock-Howith. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful Cinco de Mayo. Enjoy your evening. Hopefully you can stay dry. This one is done.